Good to be joined by the commissioner of the Great Lakes Valley Conference, Jim Namovich, and an announcement was made that Southwest Baptist University will be the newest member of the GLVC, starting with the 2019-2020 academic year. Commissioner, why is SBU a good fit for the conference?
Well, multiple reasons, Brad. Dr. Taylor and Mike Pitts, their athletic director, Dr. Taylor being the president, have over the last couple years expressed their desire to pursue GLVC membership if and when the time was ever right, if the numbers were such that we would look to bring in a new school. And as I had told them in the past, it was never about Southwest Baptist academically or athletically, but it was all about the numbers at the time. And then I think, you know, unfortunately, when St. Joseph's College had to close their doors, they saw that as the possibility of the need for the league to look for another member. So we kind of ramped up the discussions over the last year and a half, and certainly our experience with them as an associate member for the sport of football has been all very positive. They were a co-champion 2 years ago, and so we had the opportunity to work more closely with them. So, you know, I think the folks at Drury certainly at the league meetings were supportive of Southwest Baptist and what that would mean for rivalries with the Panthers and the Bearcats down that way. So just a lot of real positives. You know, I know they've been a very good member of the MIAA for a number of years. They've been a member, being a member of that conference, obviously they know what the Division II philosophy is all about. So there was mutual interest, and so it was unanimous vote of our faculty reps to recommend to the Council of Presidents that we accept the application for membership, and then our presidents unanimously endorsed that. So we will begin competition with Southwest Baptist in 2019-20, as you alluded to.
Yeah, so another year away, but in essence, is this going to fill the departure of Wisconsin Parkside, who will soon be leaving?
Yes, you know, we've been talking membership, Brad, for the last 3 or 4 years, and we will continue to talk membership because it's a very fluid topic. There's been so many changes around the Midwest region, as you know from your coverage of Truman State with the GLIAC and the GMAC, and so we'll just keep track of the landscape and find out where we can, where we're best suited to be with not only the total number of schools in the league, but obviously sports sponsorship is also very important for some of our emerging sports in the conference.
And SBU was already an affiliate member for the sport of football, so it doesn't exactly add to that sport. And I know in talking to you in the past and in talking with football coaches in the conference, they're very interested in finding another football-playing school. Is that something that is at least on the committee's radar?
Right. So our relationship with Southwest Baptist and Lincoln came about as a result of the GLVC MIAA Football Scheduling Alliance, and which goes through fall of 2019. I don't know how likely it is that alliance will continue after 2019. I think the MIAA and their athletic directors may believe that it's in their best interest to have that come to an end. So it's not a net gain with Southwest Baptist. If that alliance were to have gone away, we would have lost two schools. So we have secured one of those two with Southwest Baptist, and I don't know what the long-term plans are as it relates to Lincoln and the MIAA's decision with what they're going to do with their football program and their football schedule moving forward. So, being able to secure Southwest Baptist as a full-time league member and a full-time football member in the GLVC was as important for us as it was to go out and find a new member because, like I said, it's been a very positive relationship with Southwest Baptist, and we were really excited when they went to the Division II playoffs 2 years ago after being co-champions of the league. So it was a good fit for them and a good fit for us. But, yeah, we continue to look to solidify the football schedule. Ideally, we'd like to be at some point in the future with 10 football-playing members. That's the goal, and we're not quite there yet, but bringing Southwest Baptist on is certainly a step in the right direction.
Talking with Great Lakes Valley Conference Commissioner Jim Namovich, from your standpoint, and you've experienced it on the other side with a member institution leaving for another conference, much like you alluded to, your respect for the MIAA at the same time. Is it a little bit of a tough position when one is coming into your conference, that means it's leaving another?
It is, and I have been in contact with Mike Gracie, the commissioner of the MIAA, for the past year in an attempt to be very transparent so that Mike was aware that there was interest expressed by Southwest Baptist and that we were going to pursue our evaluation of a prospective member and see how everything shook out. So he was aware, the MIAA was aware, that Southwest Baptist felt that as, you know, one of only two privates in the MIAA, they looked and operated much more like a GLVC member school. And with where we are now with William Jewell and Rockhurst and Drury geographically, it also made some sense for them as well. But it is, you know, Mike understood where we were at. And like I said, it was all predicated on the fact that we started the conversations between the two conference offices over a year ago. And it may, you know, and that was going to occur whether the vote was to bring Southwest Baptist in or not, just so the MIAA was aware that it was possible, and then it actually came to fruition. So they were able to make whatever adjustments they need to make in their planning for future membership.
To your point with how fluid the conference situation is on the Division II landscape when Baptist comes in, I find it interesting that the old Missouri Intercollegiate Athletic Association, now the MIAA, will have fewer Missouri schools than the Great Lakes Valley Conference.
That is that's accurate. And, you know, we have formed, we've put together a membership task force over a year ago. And, you know, one of the challenges that group discussed quite a bit was that Missouri was where the Division II schools are. If you look at the state of Illinois and the state of Indiana and Kentucky, for that matter, the Division II schools are few and far between. So, you know, what made the most logical sense for the conference in terms of membership stability or membership expansion was, for the most part, looking back into Missouri. And those have all been really good additions for the conference. So certainly it was something we embraced. But, you know, to do our due diligence, we're also looking to see if what are the possibilities for schools in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, if there's any out there. And we will continue. That's what I said. It's an ongoing discussion in the league. But we're very, very happy to have Southwest Baptist coming in the league and think they'll be a very good addition.
All right, a couple of more minutes with the commissioner, Jim Namovich. So for next year, with the departure of Wisconsin Parkside, 14 member schools in sports such as basketball, how will the scheduling and the playoff format change, if any?
It won't change, Brad, for the 2018-2019 season. We had our postseason conference call with the basketball coaches in April, and we did kind of a postmortem on this year with, you know, the 8-team tournament, but probably more important was that GLVC point rating system. And so there were no recommendations from either coaching group to propose anything other than staying with the GLVC point rating system for another year, that we would continue to take the top 8 teams from the women's side and the men's side based on that point rating system for next year's tournament. We'll return to the campus of SIU Edwardsville again. That venue received quite a bit of praise from the coaches and student athletes on the post-championship survey. So it'll be 8 teams, and we'll use that point rating system for the second year. You know, once Southwest Baptist comes back into the league, you know, we'll take a look. I know the coaches would like to get back to 12 teams. And that impacts future scheduling because, if you go to 12, then we need a weekend for those first-round games before you get into the quarterfinals. So there's a lot of moving parts to that, as there are with all of our schedules when the number of schools in the league changes. Whether you are, you know, losing some or adding some, everything changes, and that's what caused some consternation amongst the coaches, is that uncertainty from year to year of what the schedules are going to look like.
As you look at Truman University and the recent announcement that a couple of sports are dropping, what role, if any, do you have as a commissioner? Do you just kind of monitor the situation? And I understand that the situation with wrestling may be a bit fluid right now as well, but what role do you have in those type situations?
Well, we, you know, from the conference office, we don't have any jurisdiction over decisions that institutions make when it comes to adding sports or eliminating sports, so long as that they, our schools are meeting the Division II minimum requirements and the GLVC core sport requirements. That's where our authority kind of begins and ends, as long as they're in compliance with those two. So certainly it's a tough decision anytime schools are put in that position where they have to eliminate sports and the impact that has on current student athletes and coaches and families and the alums of that program. So it's certainly not an easy decision to make. Unfortunately, it's the reality of the financial situation. So, you know, we understand that there's the possibility that wrestling at Truman could, that they could compete for the upcoming year and possibly beyond that, depending on how the fundraising efforts go. So we are right now creating a day-and-a-half dual format that would allow us to have Truman in it and keep it as a GLBC championship for the 2019 season. Or if, unfortunately, the money isn't raised and Truman doesn't have a team to field, then we would have a five-team event. So we'd still provide competition for our conference members, although it would not be classified as a GLBC championship in 2019.
You obviously saw this at the harshest reality just a couple years ago with the closing of St. Joseph's College, one of your member schools. Excuse me, from the national landscape, what types of discussions are going on regarding the athletics in relation to funding cuts to higher education?
Well, I think, you know, it's our athletic directors are really, their jobs have changed dramatically over the last 15 years or so. You know, their focus for it's, and it's state schools as well as private schools. It's, you know, they're asked to be enrollment management driven, and they're also asked to you know, toe the line on the bottom line with the budget and fundraising efforts and how they can stretch their dollars the furthest and still provide a quality student-athlete experience for the kids in their program. And so it's not an easy job. We will have our annual AD-SWA Summit in Evansville, Indiana, in late July, and that's one of the topics that the ADs, and it's just the ADs in the room, and so those are the challenges that they share with each other and asking and sharing best practices of, you know, what are you doing to drive enrollment? What are you doing with your team roster sizes? What are you doing with your fundraising efforts with booster clubs? And so that's all about being a part of a league. It's not just the competition, but it's the camaraderie and the fellowship amongst your peers in the conference that, you know, everybody's facing the same challenges. So does somebody have a unique way of approaching it that somebody else may not have thought of? So we'll try to promote those types of discussions and offer that type of assistance because it is out of the hands. If it's, you know, the state funding is not there, then and schools have to make cuts, then they traditionally everybody's got to, you know, take a little bit of that bitter pill to swallow. And so, you know, how do you go about it? Do you have to cut programs? Or do you have to cut coaches? Do you eliminate scholarship funding? None of those are easy decisions to make, and they impact people in different ways. But it's the reality of intercollegiate athletics right now.
Finally, let's wrap up with a more pleasant topic. Could you have wrapped up the year any better than national championships for Indianapolis women's golf and Southern Indiana softball?
Yeah, we were extremely happy, Brad, with the spring. And you know, USI Baseball advanced to the College World Series, and so they had also a tremendous postseason run. But, you know, when you talk about USI softball, they came into the GLVC tournament as a sixth seed. And certainly they were a solid ball club, but to have them go ahead and win the GLVC tournament and win the regional, the super regional, and go on to the national championship was truly a magical ride for Sue Kunkel and the Screaming Eagles. And then, you know, hats off to Brent Nickerson and what he's done with that UIndy women's golf program. To do what they have done to win now multiple national championships as a northern team and a sport that's long been dominated by schools in the South and the West, it's truly remarkable. And not only did they win the national championship, but to be so dominant against the best teams in the country, really a testament to the recruiting efforts and the student athletes at UIndy. So yeah, it was certainly a memorable spring and highlighted by two national championships we take a great deal of pride in.
I enjoyed the discussion. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. Hope you have a great summer, and I'll see you at the kickoff.
Sounds good, Brad. And we certainly appreciate your ongoing coverage of not only Truman State, but also the entire GLVC. It's appreciated.
Love doing it. Jim Nemovich is the commissioner of the Great Lakes Valley Conference and my guest on the show.